Chapter 17. A meeting is held. Daniil would allow no immediate action.
Tomorrow,
he had said with respectful firmness.
That is my suggestion, partner Elijah. It is late, and you are in need of rest.
Bailey had to admit the truth of it, and besides, there was the need of preparation, a considerable quantity of it. He had the solution of the murder, he felt sure of that, but it rested on deduction, as much as had Daniil's theory, and it was worth as little as evidence. Solarians would have to help him. And if he were to face them, one Earthman against half a dozen spacers, he would have to be in full control. That meant rest and preparation. Yet he slept. His mansion would be sure of it. Daniil sat unobtrusively in one dark chair. Bailey said,
Are you still afraid of Gladiah?
The robot said,
I do not think it wise to allow you to sleep alone and unprotected.
Well, have your way. Are you clear as to what I want you to do, Daniil?
I am, partner Elijah.
You have no reservations under the first law, I hope.
I have some with respect to the conference you wish arranged. Will you be armed and careful of your own safety?
I assure you I will.
Daniil delivered himself of a sigh that was somehow so human that for a moment Bailey found himself trying to penetrate the darkness that he might study the machine-perfect face of the other. Daniil said,
I have not always found human behavior logical.
We need three laws of our own, said Bailey. But I'm glad we don't have them.
He stared at the ceiling. A great deal depended on Daniil, and yet he could tell him very little of the whole truth. Robots were too involved. The planet Aurora had its reasons for sending a robot as representative of their interests, but it was a mistake. Robots had their limitations. Still, if all went right, this could all be over in 12 hours. He could be heading back to Earth in 24, bearing hope. A strange kind of hope. A kind he could scarcely believe himself, yet it was Earth's way out. It must be Earth's way out.
Earth, New York, Jesse and Ben, the comfort and familiarity and dearness of home.
He dwelled on it, half asleep, and the thought of Earth failed to conjure the comfort he expected.